الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Inshallah, today we have a continuation to our previous series of explanation of Riyad al-Salihin. Kitab Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Riyad al-Salihin, which you call Garden of the Righteousness. And this been put together by Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh. And what we doing here, we give an explanation of the ahadith and the explanation by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send mercy in his soul. We had finished last time until hadith number 1003. Today inshallah we have a new chapter. Our chapter today is concerning chapter 182 and the hadith is 1004. And this bab, استحباب تحسين الصوت بالقرآن وطلب القراءة من حسن الصوت والاستماع له. حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما أذن لنبي حسن الصوت يتغنى بالقرآن يجهر به. متفق عليه. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah does not listen so attentively to anything as he listens to the recitation of the noble Quran by a prophet who recites well with a beautiful voice, an out loud voice. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send mercy in their soul. The second hadith in our chapter, hadith 1005, which reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَوُودِ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Narrated Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu an, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, you have been given a mizmar, which means a sweet, moldy voice out of the mizmar of the family of the Prophet Dawood. And in other narration which by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lah, لو رأيتني وأنا أستمع لقراءتك البارحة. The term or the word mizmar means musical instrument, like a flute, but here it is stands for a tone, sweet voice. Okay, now we go to the explanation by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. قال المؤلف رحمه الله في كتابه رياض الصالحين في أداب القراءة باب استحباب تحسين الصوت بالقراءة وطلب القراءة من حسن الصوت والاستماع إليه هاتان مسألتان. إمام ابن عثيمين رحمة الله عليه is saying this here chapter related to two issues and comes under the adab and the discipline and the proper behavior of reciting the Quran. And also the other issue is the virtues or the permissibility and the excellency of listening to somebody who have a beautiful voice while he reciting the Quran. The first issue here, that the excellency of beautify your voice while you reciting the Quran. And this is divided to two categories. One is the proper way of pronouncing the letters and how you're supposed to say it clear and from the proper place. That means you don't hide any letter or you did not drop down any letter. So this way you'll be fulfilling it according the way that been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second issue is related to the tone of saying the Quran. And both of them, the way you pronounce the letters and the way that you modify and beautify your voice, both of them are required while you are reciting the Quran. The first issue, we shouldn't be overdoing it. As example, you see a person try to recite the Quran and his face turning red and barely he can breathe and try to express the ghunna and the sound that's coming out of the nose and all the things by going beyond his or her ability. When we recite the Quran, we have to say it in a normal way and say the vowels correctly and pronounce the letter correctly. This is the basic and the most important thing. But for going to the extreme and to try to emphasize it too much and make it difficult on the people, this is not required, which is called ilm tajweed. So the ilm of tajweed is not a must, because this referring to the proper sound without going to the extreme. So this is something excellent, but is not a must. So we have to keep this in mind. As for the second issue, which beautify your voice, somebody may say, for me to beautify my voice or make my voice sound good is my choice, because this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless certain people with a good voice or a good way of saying the Quran. So some people, they have this ability that they have a deep voice or a strong voice and beautiful in the same time. We say, yes, this is true. It's something that some people are blessed by having a special and sweet voice. But also we have to understand, by practice, a person can reach a good level of beautify his voice. So we can earn this quality also. A person can keep trying until he will have a good voice. This hadith which we have today, which by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, which is the meaning is, Allah doesn't listen to so attentively to anything as he listens to recitation of the noble Quran by a prophet who recites it well with a good voice, a loud voice. So what we understand in this hadith, the scholars are saying Allah listens, that mean Allah doesn't listen to something from all these voices more than he listen to a prophet who reciting the Quran in out loud and beautiful voice. As we understand that the prophets are the best among the human being, and the Quran is the best in the speech. And here when you have the best among all mankind reciting the best words, which is the words of Allah, and he will say it in a way that you can hear it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to this because it's coming out of a prophet and he's saying it beautifully. So this shows you about one of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he love and he listened to it. In the other hadith which reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, which is Abdullah ibn Qais, one of the people who used to talk in the behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give lectures in behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed by his house and he heard him reciting the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so admired by his recitation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, indeed you've been given a mizmar from Mazamir al-Dawood. Al-Dawood is the family of Dawood, the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. The Prophet Dawood, he has very beautiful voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in Quran, Ya jibalu awubi ma'ahu wa tayra wa alanna lahu al-hadid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed the Prophet Dawood that when he recites the book, Zabur, that he gave to him, Allah blessed him to make the mountains and the birds to repeat and say with him what he was reciting, from how so beautiful that the birds used to come as soon as they hear the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam reciting Zabur, as well as the mountain used to start to repeat, and you can hear the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can hear this echo and this beautiful singing of Az-Zabur after the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. So we can see this mountains which is rocks, and this bird that flying in the air. They will come together for repetition and saying after the Prophet Dawood. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, with his recitation that was so beautiful, so he told him that you've been blessed with one of the instruments that been given, that mean a beautiful voice like the voice the family of Dawood been blessed with. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, in response to this, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, if I know that you was listening, I will beautify my voice more and make it more special for you so you can enjoy it. From that, the scholars, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, they understood that if a person beautify his voice with the Quran so that the listener can enjoy it, this is not a showing off and this is not riya, is not something wrong. Because this encouragement of listening to the words of Allah, people get happy and enjoy and they fill with iman when they hear this Quran, and especially when they hear it in a good voice. As a result of this, he found that some people, when they have a problem or they depressed and they feel the Quran, as they listen to the Quran, especially from certain reciters, now they can feel more tranquility and more relaxed. And alhamdulillah, nowadays we've been blessed to have, with this mother technology, that we have now tapes that is recorded, that any time that you want to listen to the Quran, that you can play it. You don't have to be looking for somebody to find him so he can say the Quran for you. And people who became now, mashallah, tabarakallah, with competition with each other, so you have a lot of variety of reciters and shuyukh that they recite the Quran in a beautiful voice. Also from this hadith we understand that a person should try his best to recite the Quran in the best fashion, as much as he can, especially if Allah bless him with a good voice, or also that he will ask those people who have a good voice to recite it for him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to make us from those people who establish the Quran in the proper way, in action and words and the way how to say it. Next hadith, which is 1006, this reported by Al-Bara ibn Azib, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ في العشاء بالتين والزيتون فما سمعت أحدا أحسن صوتا منه متفق عليه. Narrated Al-Bara ibn Azib, may Allah please with him, I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم reciting Surah Wattin والزيتون, chapter number 95, during Salat al-Isha, the prayer. I have never heard anyone reciting it in a more beautiful, beautiful voice than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next hadith, which a hadith reported by Abu Lubaba Bashir ibn Abdul Munzir radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من لم يتغنى بالقرآن فليس منا. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد, which reported by Abu Lubaba, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who doesn't recite the Quran in a pleasant tone is not of us. Next hadith, 1008, reported by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن فقلت يا رسول الله اقرأ عليك وعليك انزل قال اني احب ان اسمعه من غيري فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت الى هذه الآية فكيف اذا جئنا من كل امة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. قال حسبك الآن. فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه. ابن مسعود, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, recite the noble Quran to me. I said, O Messenger of Allah, shall I recite it to you whereas it was revealed to you? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like to hear it from others. Then I began to recite Surah An-Nisa. When I reach the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will it be when we shall bring a witness from every people and bring you as witness against them? Having heard it, he said, enough, enough. When I turned my look towards him, I found his eyes were overflown with tears. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. The explanation by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. This ahadith related to beautifying the voice of oneself while reciting the Quran. Hadith Al-Bara ibn Azib, he told us that he followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salatul Isha, the night prayer, last prayer, and he heard him recite Surah At-Teen. And he narrated to us that he never heard anybody recite this surah as good as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best person to recite the Quran, and he deserves this more than anybody else. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who received the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mannerism and his behavior was according to the Quran. From this hadith also we understand that how a person supposed to beautify his voice when reciting the Quran. Secondly, that permissibility of reciting short surahs in the Salat al-Isha, the last prayer. Although that the majority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he told to Muaz ibn Jabal, recite like سبح اسم ربك الأعلى or هل أتاك حديث الغاشية والليل إذا يغشى or سورة الشمس وضحاها. So which is not short surahs, but is still considered short, but is not very short, like سورة التين. There is no problem for the person to recite a short surah like التين والزيتون or سورة الزلزلة in the last prayer. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had encouraged us to sing the Quran, and he told us the person who doesn't sing the Quran, i.e., he doesn't beautify his voice, he doesn't make his voice pleasant with the Quran, he's not one of us. So the scholars understood from this hadith two issues. Number one, من لم يتغنى بالقرآن, من لم يتغنى به. يتغنى, it can relate to two meaning. One, من لم يستغني به, من لم يستغني به عن غيره, بحيث يطلب الهدى من سواه فليس منا. That means if somebody is the Quran. As for the third hadith, which is the hadith that narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked him to recite the Quran for him. So Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he was surprised, because he knows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who received the Quran. So how come he want somebody else to recite the Quran for him? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him that he loved to hear it from others. Because usually a person who reciting the Quran is busy with the way how to pronounce the letters and the words and singing it. But the person who's listening, he will be focusing more on the meaning. So the reciter is focusing more about the proper way to pronounce it. But the person who is listening is reflecting more on the meaning and the understanding. To such a degree that some people said, Al-Qari'u Halib wal-Mustami' Sharib. So like a person who milking a cow and another person comes and drinks the milk. A person who milking the cow, he put in some effort to milk the cow. But the person who drinks the milk, he's enjoying drinking it, you see? So the reciter of the Quran, he doesn't have the chance as much as the listener of enjoying the Quran. So anyway, Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he start recite the Quran to fulfill the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he recited to him for Surah An-Nisa. And he recites the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. How come? And how it going to be? And how will it be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a witness from every nation to be witness against them, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be brought as a witness against them as well us. So how is it going to be? How serious is it going to be? Here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this moment, he said to him, enough. That means he could not take it anymore, because with two heavy statements on the heart and the mind of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started thinking about the seriousness of this day. As a result of this, when Ibn Mas'ud looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he found him tears coming of his eyes. That day when all the people are gathering and the prophets and the messenger have been brought to be witnesses against their nations, and also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be brought to be witness against us, and the scholars also will be brought to be witnesses. The scholars will be the tie or the link between us and the prophets in way of relating the information, because the scholar is supposed to teach, and also he going to be witness that he has the information. So the scholar, he teaches the people that this is halal, do it, this is haram, stay away from it. So this way he will be witness in the day of judgment. Yes Allah, I taught so and so. Yes Allah, I explained to them about the riba. Yes Allah, I told them about this is haram, this and that. Okay? And also the scholar will be a witness that he bears this information to the people. So the evidence will be against us through the prophets and the Prophet Muhammad and the scholars and those who have taught us. The first one they will give their testimony are the prophets and the messengers. They will say to Allah, oh Allah, yes indeed we have delivered our message. And after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will bring the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he already did this in Hajjat al-Wada', in the last and final Hajj, when he has this old Sahaba, about 10,000 standing there, and he asked him, Ala hal ballaght? Qalu na'am. Qala Allahumma ashhad. Ala hal ballaght? Qalu na'am. Qala Allahumma ashhad. Qala ala hal ballaght? Qalu na'am. Qala Allahumma ashhad. He questions them, did I deliver the message? They say yes. He say, oh Allah be witness. Did I deliver the message? He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah, you did. He said, oh Allah, be witness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this 3 times. In that day, the witnesses will be brought. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard this from Ibn Mas'ud, he told him, enough. And this shows you how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reflecting on what he's listening, and how the verses has impact on him. In that day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يوم يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا. In that day the kuffar and those who disobey and reject the Prophet, they will wish that the earth will be leveled with them. That means they will wish they never came out of the grave. They will wish that they will turn to be dust. But all these wishes is not going to help them in that day. So what we're learning from this hadith, the permissibility of asking somebody to recite Quran for you so you can listen and enjoy it from listening from others. Even if the reciters are less in knowledge than you, because some people Allah bless them with a good voice, but does not mean that he has the knowledge of the Quran. So it's no problem that you can hear from him. You ask him to recite some Quran for you, or you can tell him, I would like to hear such and such a surah from you. And this hadith also shows us how is the blessings of the Quran and how the person can benefit from the Quran. And the good thing about this, the reciter is benefiting from the Quran and the listener is benefiting from the Quran. As we understand that Al-Quran is the most blessed book that been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most perfect and beneficial book that been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most useful to the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from the people of the Quran, those people who act and behave according the Quran, and they live and die according the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Inshallah, we're going to stop here and we continue with the verses of the Quran and the special surahs for last class inshallah. And if anybody have question only related to what we discussed today, because I have another class that I have to go to, if you have some question about what we discussed only today, if not, inshallah, we're going to be continuing in other time. Thank you for your time and for listening. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.